You're going to be the judge about whether or not this woman should have gotten hired or not. She applied for a job. She went on the interview, and then she got this message from the hiring manager on her voicemail.
Yes, Ms. Jones, I recommend if you apply for a job and you expect somebody to call you, that you have a more appropriate response on your voicemail. So thank you for applying, and no need to give us a call back here at Harris Teeter. Thank you, bye-bye.
Wow.
Whoa.
I mean, it's kind of scathing, right? I mean, even if he's making a point, he sounds agitated and mad about it.
She didn't get the job. So what was her voicemail? All right, this is what it was.
What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Nye, and I'm back with another banging banger. I'm sorry I couldn't answer the phone. Please leave your name, number. Yeah, you know I like Gail. What happened? Gail.
Did you just call her voicemail a banging banger?
I don't know. I don't know what she said.
I'm pretty sure she called it a banging banger, like she was dropping a track.
But then I started thinking about, like, well, what do our voicemails sound like? I never really gave it all that much thought. So we secretly recorded all of our voicemails, and now we're going to play them back, and we'll decide whether or not people should be able to keep their jobs here at the station.
Check this out.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 20 is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
All right, Anna, that one is John's.
Yeah.
John is apparently 12 years old.
When I heard this, I immediately got mad because I was like, you are our syndicated producer. You have people calling you all the time, and you don't even have a voicemail saying where you're from.
You don't even say, I'm John.
What's wrong with you? Then I realized it's because every time I call you, you answer. I've never gotten that voicemail.
Oh.
And then I was like, but how about everybody else that you voicemail check?
Yeah, but those people aren't important. If I see something that I know is important, I'm picking it up.
No. If they're a station in Albuquerque or something like that, yes, they're important. They're important to us.
That's right. What I'm saying. If I see an out of state thing, I'm going to answer it. I get a lot of junk calls that way. By the way,
All right, let's go to producer Sean.
Hello, you reach Sean Shillow, the producer for the syndicated Anna and Raven show. If this is a message regarding the Anna and Raven show, please leave a detailed message, including your name, number, and company you're affiliated with, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Anyone else, just throw me a text. Have a great day.
All right, whatever, dude.
That's how it's done, John.
Whatever, dude.
That's how it's done, John.
Yes. Dogs barking in the background.
He has a very good phone demeanor. You're right.
Yeah, that was right. That was exactly what it should be. Now, how about Ravens?
Hi, you've reached Jay Raven of the Ann and Raven Show and of Total Events Wedding Entertainment. I'm not available to get your call right now. Please leave your name, number, and nature of your call, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Have a great day.
That's how it's done.
What is the nature of your call?
Well, I don't know. You've got to tell me the nature of your call. I mean, then I'll decide whether or not I actually want to talk to you.
The nature of my call is tree. It's a tree. That's my nature. And then here's mine, which is the best.
Oh, yeah. It's the best. Here we go.
Hi, it's Anna Zapp. Leave a message. Fastest way always to reach me is by text. Thank you.
Why are you in a wind tunnel?
You're in the car.
Why are you in a... let me tell you something about Anna Zapp, okay? The person who calls with their window cracked or all the car noise going on in the back, Anna immediately wants to hang up on you. Just so you know. Just so you know when you call. Yeah. She immediately wants to hang up on you. So how would your voicemail start with 3 seconds of wind? What is going on there?
I'm not really sure. I don't know, actually.